Diversified miner Exxaro reported its annual results today, boasting record production, sales and exports from its coal mines, which has helped lift overall earnings by 7%. Revenues up 12%, while the total dividend sits at 10.85 as well. And that reflecting an increase of 55%. The company's head of finance, Riaan Koppeschaar, joins us in studio now to reflect on the numbers, but also on their short-term strategy in supporting Eskom's turnaround plan and longer-term focus in pursuing offshore market opportunities. Thanks so much, Riaan, for joining us in studio this evening. Okay, so we've got Exxaro boasting record coal production and sales and exports volumes. I want to start off with a look at your operational performance first. Operationally, what's changed?
Operationally, we've went through an excellence program the last couple of years. So we've got a big focus in the company to drive down cost. Now, apart from that, we also have got a big project pipeline. So firstly, we're ramping up production at the Grote Geluk complex to supply Eskom, the new Medupi power station. And then also we've got a couple of mines ramping up in the Mpumalanga region, the Belfast mine, the OI mine, Mafube. So all of these new projects came on stream. They are ramping up and they're increasing the production, causing us to reach record levels of production.
And it's that increased production that's seeing you leverage off higher coal prices, which have averaged, $77 a tonne over the period compared to $69 last year. It's helped take revenue up 12%. Talk us through the demand scenario you're catering to right now.
So if you look at the South African scenario, there's very good domestic demand. Firstly, from Eskom, as you know, there are coal shortages at many of the Eskom power stations. So we also going to supply Eskom more coal over the short term. We've signed up to give them an additional 2.5 million tons, with ultimately the view to switch that into longer term contracts. Now, as a result of less coal being available for export, there's also opportunities offshore, you know, to increase our coal offshore. In India, globally, there's a lot of power stations still being constructed. So India is always a very good market for us. But we're also not only relying on the Indian market, we also play in the Southeast Asian markets. And then these days, there's also demand from, for instance, the North African markets.
Let's step back for a minute into the local arena, because you've highlighted increased delivery to Eskom, to its Medupi power station in particular, and that part of the role that you're playing in Eskom's turnaround strategy. To what extent do you have bargaining power, Riaan, standing as a coal supplier to supply coal at a certain price in return for electricity supply at a negotiated rate as well?
Yeah. So remember, these short-term contracts, Eskom go out on tender. So it's a transparent tender process. And at the end of the day, the supplier that can supply at the most competitive price is most likely to win the tender. So I don't think it's about negotiating power. It's about supplying the right quality of coal at the right price.
So you're going to be hit by Eskom's tariff increases like everyone else in South Africa. Just how hard are you expecting to be hit?
Look, electricity, if we look at the sensitivities on our cost basis, a 1% electricity increase equates to about 5 million rand. So you can make the sums, you know, it will hit us 60, 70 million rand if it's a 13 or a 14% percent increase.
So that's some of the pressure you're facing right now, and it's some of what's pushing you more so into that international arena that you highlighted a short while ago. The broader challenge around, you know, playing in that international space, though, is the mismatch in rail and port capacity, which limits your participation, as we've seen in the past, in international markets. So how much of a hindrance is that posing to your international ambitions?
So at this stage, we think we will be able to ramp up according to our plans. If you look at our export profile, we did 8 million tons this year. We're looking to export 9 million tons in 2019 and then stepping it up to more than 13 million tons in 2020. Now, there are a couple of options available to us. So currently, we've got a capacity of 8 million tons. But due to other coal producers not utilizing their full capacity, we think there is scope for us to utilize the capacity that is not required by them to increase our exports.
From a growth perspective, we've got economic growth on a global scale slowing. China coming through just today, also highlighting, in its recent data, the extent to which a slowdown is coming through. And in addition to that, the future of coal as a whole at risk, with renewables putting a bit of a question mark around the future prospects of coal-fired power plants moving forward. How much risk are you pricing in, nevertheless?
So I think if you take all of that into consideration, it actually paints a very rosy picture for coal. I think due to the environmental pressures, there's new investment in coal. So even if you look in South Africa, Exxaro is one of the only companies really investing in new capacity. So at the end of the day, I think in the short term to medium term, we're going to be faced with a situation where there's more demand than supply.
Riaan Koperska is head of finance at Exxaro.